Beloved, now that you've been nourished in your faith, fed, strengthened by Christ himself, do you believe that? I'm going to ask you to do three things in this meditation also. In the second part of repentance, the coming to life of the new part, God invites us to come to life more and more. As a way to do that, let's commit to do three things. Number one, every day when you wake up, before you even get out of bed, pray a very simple prayer. Dear God, I know that Christ lives in me. He has made me alive to you. Help me remember that all day for Jesus' sake. Amen. Very simple prayer. It's an I'm coming to life prayer, the second half of repentance. It's a prayer that does what Romans 6, verse 11 says to do. In the same way, count yourselves alive to God in Christ Jesus. Second part of repentance. The joyous part, the first part had to do with sorrow for sin, right? This part's all about joy. Christ Jesus lives in me, in you. So count yourself alive to God in Christ Jesus. Don't discount that. Don't set the worth of that truth at a price less than it is, but see it each day as a thing in your life that's worth more than anything else. Count yourself alive to God in Christ Jesus. Pray that prayer. I hope you wrote it down. Number two, learn half a verse in the Bible, Galatians 2, verse 20. You probably know it already, some of you, first half. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. That's the verse. Write it down if you haven't yet. Galatians 2, verse 20, the first part. It's a verse that says, there's something new about me, about you, something totally different about us. We have been completely remade, for Christ lives in us. We no longer live. He lives in us. That verse is a reminder of who we are. The Apostle Paul says it again and again. We're new people with a new life. Romans 6, if we died with Christ, we believe that we also live with him. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 4, 22, 3 and 4. You were taught to be made new in the attitude of your minds and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Colossians 3, verse 10. Put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. Over and over again, God assures us in his word. Did you hear it? I have made you new at the cross. New has come. New creation, new self, clothed with Christ. Christ lives in you. Christ is alive in you. It's easy to forget that, so memorize a half of a verse. I've been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Galatians 2:20. Number three, you're a new person in Christ. As you bring that new self more and more to life every day, try to map out one good thing you will do for another person. And when you do it, take delight in it. Take delight in knowing that you just let Jesus Christ love another person through you. And let the joy of that wash over you as you realize it. Map out one thing very deliberately to do like that. Just one thing every day. One kind word. One encouragement. One prayer for another person. One little note of thanks. One smile. You figure it out. What you're going to do, and then do it. And bask in the delight of doing good, knowing that your new self is coming to life more and more, for Christ lives in you, and you did that with his life coursing through you. Every day, one good thing. And after a week, see if that number doesn't grow. So pray a prayer, learn a verse, do a good thing. Because your new self in Jesus Christ is coming to life more and more, more and more. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we're thankful that the other half is the coming to life of the new self. I'm coming alive, coming to life. Jesus lives in me. Thank you for that. And Father, we pray that would be so clear to us every single day. Christ is living in us. That would make a difference in the way we live our lives every single day. Help us to be incredibly aware of that that Christ lives in us and is bringing the new self to life more and more. Help us to get on board with that. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.